through Facebook Live. And we will have the recorded message at our website shortly as we go through the service. But we are thankful that the Lord has blessed us to come again and to worship in this place. For those that are on Zoom, I'm going to ask that you would mute your mics. Unless you want to say amen, you can do that. Amen. But the side conversations, we're going to be in worship now. I do want to ask that we all prepare our hearts for worship. It's an old song. We don't have a choir this morning, but we do have a choir. Amen. This is an old song that goes way back. Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Come on, clap your hand. Hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, Savior, do not pass me by. And I'm crying, Savior, oh, blessed Savior, hear my humble cry, Lord, and while on others thou art calling, Savior, do not pass me by. Here's another verse. Let me at thy throne of mercy, so I can find a sweet relief. How many of y'all remember that? Lord, I'm kneeling there in deep contrition. I need you to help my unbelief. Come on, let's call on him. I'm calling, Savior, oh, blessed Savior. Lord, I want you to hear my humble cry. Lord, and while on others thou art calling, Savior, do not pass me by. Now, what I want to do is hear the women sing the chorus again. Can y'all sing? Say. Oh, yeah. I hear you singing. All right, fellas, come on, let me hear you sing. I'm calling, say. I can't hear you. Come on, sing it out. Lord, I want you to hear my humble cry. Lord, and while on others thou art calling, Savior, do not pass me by. Everybody sing. Come on, sing it from your heart. I'm calling, Savior. Oh, blessed Savior. Lord, I want you to hear my humble cry. Lord, and why on others thou art calling, Savior, do not pass me by. Give yourself a hand for singing this morning. Before I read the scripture this morning, I want to share with you that there was a storm as I believe Charles Wesley was on his way to America. There was a storm that arose on the sea, and many of those on board were crying out in fear, not knowing what the next move would make. But then they heard singing. They wondered, where was the singing coming from? On board that ship was some people called Moravians. They were known for their music and their singing. And Charles Wesley was so inspired by that, that he came back and he decided that part of our worship as Methodists, we will sing and we will worship the Lord. So when you've got a song in your heart, doesn't matter what the storm is, we will sing. We will make melody in our heart because God is good. And all the time, God is good. Amen. God bless you. Going to our scripture this morning, Romans chapter 8, verses 26 through 28. Romans chapter 8. Verses 26 through 28, that verse, or that chapter rather in Romans, starts with, "There's therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus." But in 26, we find the words written, "In the same way the Spirit helps in our infirmities or our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings that cannot be uttered," or wordless groans. "And he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the people of God in accordance to the will of God." And then these famous words, "And we know that in all things God works together for good." Everybody say good. "He works together for good to those who love the Lord and who have been called according to his purpose." Now, you can't touch anybody because we're in the time of Corona. But can you look at somebody and say these words, "Something good will come out of this." Look at somebody else and tell them, "Something good will come out of this." Amen. You may be seated. For those online, something good is going to come out of this. Let us pray. Father, thank you again for your mercies and your kindness that you've shown to us today. Thank you, Lord, that even though we've had some problems, had some setbacks, and had some difficult moments, we can still say that this is the day the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. God, I want to thank you for your holy word. I want to thank you for speaking to my heart and helping me as I studied for this sermon, Lord, and even sharing it with others, at Brother Joe and others, God, sharing with them the excitement of your word and how good it is. Lord, let us have a feast today because we are hungry. We need a word from God. We don't need cliches. We don't need phrases. We need the power of God to sweep through this room and bless our hearts. Help us, God, that we might not only hear your word, but that through the power of your word, we might be doers. I pray this in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen and amen. I do want to acknowledge one card that we received. It was from Brianna Boxdale. She's thanking the church for prayers and your financial support as she begins a new endeavor. And may God guide her to fulfill his will as she takes through this path of life. Amen? But for those of you that are joining us today, we've often quoted the scripture that says, "We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, for them who are the called according to his purpose." A lot of us will say, "Well, something good is going to come out of this." But I want to reinforce that today, that there is not a storm, there's not a difficulty, there's not a situation that God cannot work in and help you to realize His good and His purpose. This is a powerful verse. But what I want to show you is that rather than looking at this as something that we can't understand, Paul uses the words, "and we know." That's what troubled me. How do you know that the storm you're going through, God's going to turn it around for good? How do you know that the sickness that you're facing, God's going to touch you and turn it around for good? How do you know that? You know that when you know who's working in you. The problem has been that we've read verse 28 without really going back and reflecting on what he says in verse 26. He says the Spirit, God's Holy Spirit, helps you in your weakness. Now, what I want you to do is to make this a little bit interactive. I want you to write down your weakness. I ain't say write down mine, write yours down. Write your weakness, because that's where the Spirit of God wants to work. That's where He wants to deal with you in your situations, in your struggles, and in your trials. God wants to work in you so that you can know, I can know what is good. Let's define good. Let's look at good. My definition of good might be a set of golf clubs and a good day on the golf course. Your definition of good might be, I just want this thing to end. Your good, my good, may be different. But watch this. He who searches your heart knows what is good for you. That's why we can say with all positivity that God will work things out for your good. Let's take this a little step further. Let's realize the situations that we're now facing in our lives. Daily we've got to wear masks. Daily we've got to do things that normally we wouldn't do, afraid to touch people. But I can say with all assurance, something good is going to come out of this. Y'all mighty quiet on me. We got to understand that the battles that we're facing and the things that we're going through is not only for God to win the battle for us, but to win the battle through us. You will never know the mighty workings of God until you've been in a struggle. You'll never know how strong the power of God is until you've been in a crisis and you had to pray your way out. Do I have some witnesses in here? Why should it surprise you that God uses weak things in order to get us to great things? Why should we be alarmed that chaos rears its ugly head and then it tries to intimidate the child of God? Anytime this world nailed Jesus to the cross, it's going to try its best to nail you to the wall. But you got to hold on. You got to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And know for yourself, know without a shadow of a doubt that something good is going to come out of this. Sometimes you have to say it with tears running down your eyes. But you have the blessed assurance that God has not given up on you. Do I have some witnesses in here today? So it becomes our task and our duty to define what is good. What is good? Let me give you a couple of warnings before we try to come up with a definition of good. The first warning, good must never become what I see and my expectations, because I might be short-sighted. I might just be looking at good for today. But I read in my Bible as I was reading this, it had a caption where it says, present suffering, but future glory. Oh, y'all, and now you're not listening to me today. It says, present suffering, but future glory. What I'm going through right now just might be working in me to get me to the place where I need to be. Now, my expectation, Lord, just have this thing to be over with. I don't need to be in pain. But God might be saying to me, your pain is going to become your gain. Are y'all listening to me? We have the warning that we not make it our expectation, but what God has as far as his miraculous plan and his mighty plan for us. Notice the word says, in the same way the Spirit helps our weakness. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. Now, that's a shame that we don't know what to pray for, but then we don't pray as often for what we know what we ought to be praying for. Are y'all listening to me? You know that your kids need prayer, but how many of us really pray for them fervently? Some of us do. Some of us might not. We assume and we make those assumptions, but thank God for the Spirit. He is praying for you, and he is praying in you with words that cannot even be uttered. That's how much God loves you. I want you to know something. If you don't leave with anything else today, I want you to know that God loves you. The Holy Spirit is loving and working in you to do a mighty thing on behalf of God the Father. Do I have a witness here? We have a second warning that it tells us. The second warning is to resist the temptation to denounce every difficulty as evil. Did y'all hear what I say? Something bad happens in our life. Oh, that's from the devil. That's of the devil. I rebuke you in the name. You might just be rebuking your blessing. I've learned that a coin has two sides. And guess what else has two sides? A problem. What you got to do is learn how to turn that problem over. Am I right, Brother Bolden? You got to learn how to look at the other side of the problem. And I'm talking about the other side being as soon as the Lord brings me through this. Oh, I don't need to go back to that song. He brought me through this, and he brought me through that. Come on now. Didn't God bring you through every trouble? Why did you call the trouble evil if you knew God was going to bring you through it? Oh, and I'm going to tell you something else. He didn't bring you this far to leave you now. God is a mighty God, so don't label everything as evil. Some things are from the devil. But some struggle and some trial come from the Lord. And he wants you to trust him in order for you to become stronger. The Bible said that in all things. I was reading in one of the commentaries where it says that some of the problems God doesn't bring our way because, you know, he knows we can't take it. And while that is true, that is not what this verse says. Are y'all listening to me? This verse says that in all things, God will keep you. Notice what it says. And we know that all things, everybody say all. And what is the definition of all? All is all. And that's all that all means. Are y'all in the house today? I want you to understand that you got a problem when you say God can only bring you through this trouble because that's the one you're used to. God can bring you through every trouble. Every trial, every situation. As a matter of fact, when the chapter 8 closes, it says, who shall separate us from the love of God? And then Paul comes up with a list of the things present, nor things to come, nor tribulation, nor any other thing, nor angels, nor principalities. Nothing shall be able to separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Now, granted, God may not choose for you to go through those trials, but if you did go through those trials, I want you to know something, that God is able. I start to touch your neighbor. Don't touch them. Look at them and tell them God is able. God is able. Yes, he is. He's a blessed God. He's wonderful. And so that verse is clear by reminding us that all things work together. Even the things that I don't agree with, even the things that come from the devil, even the things that might harm me, God will work it out. That's why I can tell you something good is going to come out of this. I wish I had a praying church. I wish I had somebody that knew what I was talking about. Something good. The third warning that I have, not only are you not to label everything as evil, every trouble, and not only are you to not look at it and say, well, this is the way I see it. God didn't ask you the way that you saw it. That's why he made man on the sixth day and not the first day. God didn't ask man for an opinion on how he should create things. He made him last, so he didn't need his opinion. All he asked him to do, now you go out there and label what I made. Do I have some witnesses here? But the third warning that we need to understand is that good can only be defined by the work of God in you. That's deep. When I read this verse and I looked at the fact that God knows my infirmities, he knows where I've messed up, and he knows where I'm going to come short in the future, but he's still working on me. Great God Almighty, I don't think you understand what I'm saying. I know some of my weaknesses, and if it was left up to me, I would give up on myself. Are y'all listening to me? But here is Almighty God that knows all of my weaknesses, and he ain't writing me off. Oh, great God Almighty. Can I preach to you? Early this morning, when God woke you up, he knew your weaknesses, but you know what he said? I want you to live another day. I want you to see another day. I want you to praise me one more day. And you know, you and I, in our weaknesses, now we can come and we can say, in my weakness, he made me strong. I am strong where? In the Lord and in the power of his might. Don't write off things. Don't say that I'm defining good, and if that good doesn't happen based on my definition, I'm going to give up on it. No, you can't give up because you ain't dead yet. The breath is still in your lungs. The blood is still coursing through your veins, and the Holy Ghost is still working. God, if God is still moving, won't you keep moving? Why are you standing still? Why are you allowing the world to intimidate you? Why are you allowing circumstances to tread you down? You ought to look in the face of trouble, even though you can't change it. You ought to look in the face of trouble and say, you don't own me. God owns me. The Lord is still my shepherd. I shall not... Do I have some witnesses? Look at somebody, tell them something good has come out of this. Something good will come. We know that when the day of the Lord comes, good will be established everywhere, and evil will be vanquished to the lake of fire. We know that. But until then, you and I must recognize that God has a work that he's doing in you. I used to work in a place called, well, I worked in a couple of places. I had more jobs than I had cars. But I used to work in a place, hey man, used to call it Limitalk, and then it was turned into Flowserve. I worked over at Flowserve, and we used to make products. We made these actuators. We made these things that could allow fluid to go through it. And that wasn't intended to be poetic, it just was. And so we made these actuators, and in making the actuators, the finished product did not look like what it started. Are y'all in the house? As a matter of fact, in my job as a cost accountant, I would go out and I would look at products before they got worked on, and I'd have to assign it a value. And then based on the raw material that was added to that, step by step, it would go through different departments. It would have this router that would go down to different departments. This one would drill it, and this one would make sure that all the debris and everything was clean from it. And this one was the finished product. And when you got to the finish line, you were not able to tell that it was the old bar stock, the old raw material that it was. Because when it got over here to the finish department and it got packaged up, it looked good. They had paint on it. They had different things to make it look good, and it worked right. Right now in your life, you might not look good. You might still be that raw material, but God is still working on... Can I shout it here? God is still working on you and me to make us what we need to be in Christ. Are y'all still praying in here? When you look at these things of God that he's doing and he's working in our life, that is the work of the Holy Spirit. It is not your effort. I know you want to get back and give a testimony. I've been in church a long time, but so what?
And I've been singing a long time. I've been ushering a long time. Yeah, that's good. I've been preaching a long time. I've been praying a long time. But it's not your work. It's the work of the Holy Spirit. And we forget that sometimes. We forget that mighty hand of God that's working on us every day. Notice it says that sometimes the Spirit groans in us. Do you know that Jesus, when he was on the cross, he groaned because of your sin? And now God is groaning again to do a perfect work in you. And what I'm telling you, don't give up on God. Don't give up on life. You hold on to God because he's working on you. And when other people try to put you down and call you nothing, and my mama said, try to call you everything but a child of God, you tell them I'm still a child of God. You might not know my name because now you're calling me outside of my name, but I know who I am. I know my Redeemer lives. I know that God is good. You got to trust him. You got to know that he's at work in your life. Let me hurry up and close this message. When we look at the good work of God, we know that all things work together for good to them who are the called of God and for those who love him and are called according to his purpose. How do you know when you're about a good work? Well, first of all, sometimes this good comes in the form of endurance. Just the fact that you've endured this long. Somebody ain't hearing me today. Yeah, a lot of folk wrote you off a long time ago and said that you were going to give up and you were going to be out of it. As a matter of fact, when I got saved, they told me I was going to be back in the club in 2 weeks. Guess what, folks? It's been 40 years. Thank God I'm still saved. Amen. I may not have done everything that I'm supposed to do, but thank God I'm not what I used to be. Hallelujah, somebody. When you realize that it is the endurance, and the Bible says endure hardships as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Now, what kind of soldier would I be if my uniform didn't get wrinkled? What kind of soldier would I be if I never had some skirmishes? Amen. But a good soldier of Jesus Christ is one that faces the struggle. And he holds on to the God that he serves. The second thing that we need to understand is that God doing this good work is going to come in situations, and it's going to be the testimony of our faithfulness as we rely on the Holy Spirit's power. And I've heard people get up and they give a testimony about how God's been good to them. Well, pretty much he's been good to everybody. Amen. And they'll say, well, I've been saved a long time. Yeah, there are a lot of folk can say that. But when I hear somebody begin to say, he brought me through this, huh? And he brought me through that, when all I could do was look up and wonder what the next day was going to bring, and God, bless his name, brought the next day and meet. Y'all ain't going to pray with me today. I got to hurry up and close this message, but I'm telling you that that's a testimony. And your testimony becomes a basis for other people to trust God. You know why? Because I know of very few folk in this world who ain't going through something. Do I have some witnesses? I don't know many folk, amen. When I try to go to my neighbor, I find out my neighbor got problems too. Are y'all in the house with me today? But when you recognize that it is the Lord, it is the Lord's mercy that we are not destroyed, because his mercy is new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. So it becomes your testimony. It becomes a basis where you can now endure things. A whole lot of you have gone through struggles that you never thought you could go through. So now when the small problems come, you say to yourself, ain't nothing. That ain't nothing. I remember when I used to go, you know, almost lose my mind over little stuff. My tire on my car went flat over my back. That ain't nothing. But when you've been at death's door, when you've been at the place where you've said to yourself, Lord, I don't know where I am. But guess who knew where you were? God Almighty. Are y'all going to pray with me today? Not only does it become your testimony, but when God chooses to defeat your enemy, God can do that. Sometimes the working out of good is for him to deliver you and to bring you out. And that becomes a basis for the praise and honor of God. Do you know that? Sometimes when you're going through things and you know it's bad, you know it's evil, you know it's from the devil, God will keep you in it long enough for him to get the glory. I'm about to preach up here, Gibbons. I'm about to tell the story here. Are y'all with me? Sometimes when your heart has been broken in two, and then the devil turns right around and steps on it. Great God Almighty, God in heaven sees you. God in heaven knows what you're going through. As the Bible says, he knows your downsetting and he knows your uprising. God is able to bring you through. Come here, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Amen. They'll tell you the story. They didn't know what was going to happen, but they knew that they could not bow down to the king's idol. They knew that it was not in God's plan for them to bow down and worship an idol. And they said, our God is able, but if he does not deliver us, we still ain't gonna bow down. Oh, I wish I had. Some of y'all saying, you know what? It's bad, and I agree that things are getting rough. Yeah, I gotta go through all this stuff because of Corona. But guess what? I ain't giving up now. I'm gonna keep my hand in God's hand. Amen. Because why? Something good is gonna come out of this. I can imagine when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had stood up and told the king what was going on, and the king said, you know what? You think it's bad now. We're going to heat up the oven a little bit hotter. How many of y'all had stuff? Amen. You thought it was bad, but then it got worse. Come on, talk to me. Come on, talk to me. Talk to me. As they were on their way to the fire, I can imagine in my mind that they were saying, you know what? Shadrach, I don't know, man. But then the element would say, wait a minute. Something good is going to come out of this. Somehow this situation is going to work out. God is not finished with us yet. We've given the king what we believe, but now the king needs a testimony. As they were on their way to the fire, as a matter of fact, they had been bound. Their hands were tied so that even if they could get loose, they couldn't, because now they were being bound, and they threw them in the fire, and the fire was so fierce, amen, that the ones who threw them in died. They perished immediately as they threw them in. Isn't it bad when other folk are going through stuff, but they can't, what they're going through ain't nothing about like what you're going through, because you trust in God. They made their way to that fire. Something amazing happened, not before the fire. Everybody say, not before the fire. Oh, no. The bad had to show itself. It had to show how bad it was. Amen. But then something happened while they were in the fire. When they got thrown in, the first thing that happened, they got set free. I want to tell you something. You have never experienced the freedom of the Spirit until God frees you in your problem. When you start looking at your problem and they're still right there, and you say, know what? I ain't worrying about you no more. Amen. As the old folks say, I ain't steadying about you. Why? Because you're trusting in God. You know that God is able. Their hands were freed in the fire. They began to walk around. But then the second thing that happened, not only were they walking around in the fire, but somebody showed up. Amen. And I'm going to preach to you before I close today. In your problem, you've never seen God move until you see him move right in the middle of your problem. Right when you start throwing up your hand and say, Lord, I've had it. What you need to do is say, Lord, let me have it. Lord, bring me through. Lord, bring me out. And God can make a way out of no way. Nobody had ever been in a fire and come out of it. But the king watched him. He said, look, I threw in three men. Bring my mathematician here. Amen. I see one, two, three, but wait a minute. There's somebody else that we didn't throw in. That's because they couldn't throw him in. He came in. And right when you feel like you're all by yourself, that's when God comes in. That's when God steps in. That's when the Lord tells you, you've done enough. Let me take you to the rest of the way. Let me show you the way out of this. And amen, I'm telling you something, they didn't walk out of the fire until the king invited them. They began to look at the fire and say, you know what, this ain't no problem as long as you got air conditioning. That'll shout right there. when you trust God and you know that something good is going to come out of this. I wish I could tell you that we've seen things that they're going to go away in a little while. I wish I could tell you that. I wish I could tell you that crazy going to leave us. I wish I could tell you that. I wish I could tell you that the storm is going to leave us in a few days. But I don't know how long it's going to last. But what I can tell you today with all of my heart is something good is going to come out of this. My tears are not in vain. My prayers are not in vain. God didn't bring me this far. Are y'all going to pray? God didn't bring me this far to leave me now. Amen. You know how it is when you get a little older and you feel a pain? Or you start sneezing and the devil tell you, you got corona. Come on now, y'all for real? You can't sleep the rest of the night because you think you got. But guess what? Even if you do have corona, you still got G. Y'all ain't gonna pray with me. Y'all ain't gonna pray with me. Even if I still have the hardship, I still got Jesus. Even the pain won't go away, I still got Jesus. Why? Because nothing can separate me from the love of God. Way back when he picked me up and turned me around, guess what God also did? He kept me. He let me know that there would never be a day that I would not have the fellowship with him. You got to trust him, and you got to believe that something good is going to come out of this. Sometimes God chooses the defeat to defeat the enemy right before our eyes, but sometimes God will leave us in the storm, in the skirmish, just so we can hold on to the broken pieces. Paul was on a ship on his way to Rome, and he had advised those who were the shipmasters. He said, look, this is not going to be a good journey. Y'all don't need to go. Isn't it bad when you get caught up in somebody else's mess? Lord Jesus, that's another sermon for another Sunday. I can't preach it today. You didn't want to be in it, and you tried your best to get out of it, but you were just on board. You were on board for the ride. And now everything seems to be going wrong, and the ship is going down. Not only is the ship going down, it's being broken apart. But God gave Paul a word. Tell the people to hold on to the broken pieces. Sometimes all you got is a little bit to hold on to. But if there's enough God, if there's enough God in that, in other words, if God told you to hold on to that, that's all you need. That's going to bless you. That's going to bring you through. And the Bible tells us in that recording in Acts that everybody made it safely to shore. Some had to swim. Some had to float, but they got there. Amen. I want to tell you something. Look back over your life and think about the things that got broken apart right up under your feet. Things that just got messed up right when you thought everything was going good. But guess what? You're still here. Something good is going to come out of it. God's going to get the glory. One of these days, church, we will not see trouble coming over the horizon, but the Lord himself shall appear with a shout and with the voice of the archangel and with the trump of Christ. And the Bible says the dead in Christ shall rise, and then we which are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord shall be caught up to meet him in the air. Something good is coming our way. You hold on. You hang in there. The battle ain't over yet. Keep your hand in God's hand. I'm finished preaching. I'm out of time. But thank God for this day. I wish y'all could just stand up on your feet. Just lift your hand. You ain't got to say nothing. Amen. You ain't got to breathe on anybody. But just say, thank God. Something good. Something good. Something good. Something good is going to happen. Something good is going to come our way. Believe in him. Father, thank you again for your mercy today. Thank you for your love. There might be those who are struggling, Lord, and feeling they're at their wits' end. But let them know, God, no problem is greater than you. Help them to love you, to look to you, and to trust you, and to know that you didn't bring them this far to leave them now. Thank you, Father, for that one that needs salvation. I pray that they would reach out and realize that they are not their own Savior. You cannot save yourself. There's only one who can save you, and that's God Almighty. Look to Him today. Call upon Him and believe in His name, and the Lord will deliver you. Bless us now, God, as your children, as we go through the chaos of this time, that we can always look within ourselves and believe that something good is going to come out of this. I pray this in the strong and mighty name of Jesus and for His glory. Amen. Amen. Before you leave today, remember to leave your offering in the offering plate. And it's good to see y'all. Thank y'all for showing up in our worship today. Did y'all learn something? Yeah. Want to thank our ushers. Thank our deacons, officers. And if you have the time, we ask that you would usher, maybe volunteer to usher one Sunday out of the month. If you're planning on coming anyway, would you plan on ushering and helping them out, because we are in need of ushers. Also, please pray for Harold Parker Jr. and the Parker family. So we ask that you be in prayer for them. In our Bible study, you'll be able to join us on Zoom. You go to our website, ask for a link, and we'll send you a link to our Bible study. I want to thank those joining us online, on Zoom, and also on Facebook Live. God bless you as we look to the Lord. I'm going to ask Brother Joe Wilson to come and close us out in prayer. I called him up yesterday. I worded him. I said, man, this scripture is really on me. And he and I shared the word yesterday, and thank God that he loves the word and loves the Lord, and he's going to close us out in prayer.
All things work together for the good to those who love God. Father in heaven, in the name of Jesus, we just want to thank you today because you loved us so much. We are reminded, oh God, that we cannot look to ourselves, but we can look to the cross. Because you went to the cross and you died for us when we had no hope. And today, you have given us not only a message that will help us, but also, Lord, you are reminding us that the Spirit is going to help us when we are weak. So, Lord, we pray today that you will motivate us as we leave this sanctuary, that we will go out, O God, with the strength and the power within, by the power of the Holy Spirit, to share your word with someone who is without hope. Bless us now, bless our family, and also bless those who are listening. Bless all those, Father, who are suffering today. This message today, Lord, is for not only us who are not, but those who are suffering, that there is hope and that help is on the way because you are coming back. Thank you for this privilege. Now dismiss us with thy blessings, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Church say, amen. Let the church say, amen.